بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. إن شاء الله we continue with our brief tafsir session. It is late, and so inshallah for the nights that we will be having tafsir, it will be not more than 8 to 10 minutes, very short and sharp, inshallah ta'ala. The theme and the topic, as we have made mention yesterday, is in regard to not being hopeful and not having distrust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From among the very important concepts that Quran describes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages and motivates you and I to have is what we call the concept of amani, or the concept of aspiration and ambition. Quran uses the term amani in various contexts. Last night, from the ayat and the verses that we recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention about the aspirations of the Yahud and the Nasara, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that tilka amaniyuhum, that these are the aspirations and these are the hopes of the Yahud and the Nasara. When it comes to the idea and the concept of amani, and the concept of holding high regard and holding aspiration and ambition, this is something that Quran motivates us as an ummah on a collective level and also on a personal level. As an ummah, despite the condition and the circumstances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places upon us, we never lose hope and we never become despondent. A person, no matter their personal circumstance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Quran, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam in the hadith teaches us that no matter the circumstance, we never become despondent, we never lose hope of the future, we never not set our standard and our ambition and our aspiration high. Because if a person loses aspiration and they lose hope and they become despondent, then essentially this is the end of the line. That person doesn't strive to achieve anything more. A person who is ill ultimately should aspire to acquire health. The person who is elderly, in their heart, in their mind, perhaps youth will be an aspiration. Not every aspiration can be achieved, and neither can everything that we desire, we wish, and we set out and want is something that we can achieve. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam in the hadith mentioned that لو كان لابن آدم واديان, in some narrations, that if the son of Adam, if human being, if Allah gave them two valleys filled with date palms, they will still aspire to have more and more. وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفُ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ, and it is nothing but the sand and the dust of the grave that will satiate and satisfy the aspiration and the want of Ibn Adam. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, ultimately, if we have to set aspirations as an ummah, and we have to set aspirations in our personal capacity, then there has to be some framework for this. Not every aspiration, not every hope, not every want, not every desire will be something that is desirable or achievable in line with the context of Sharia. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, as with other muhaddithun, in the compilations of hadith, have even titled and sectionalized an entire book in their compilations, like Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has kept Kitab al-Tamanni, the book of aspiration. The book, often sometimes, when we translate the word tamanni, it is translated as desire. But desire at times is not an accurate interpretation, because desire is essentially something what the nafs wants, what the hawa wants. And it's not something always that's recommended and praiseworthy in Sharia. But the matter of tamanni is what? Is those hopes and aspirations that are achievable, that a person places a hope, a reasonable aspiration, and this is achievable. But not every achievable hope and aspiration is something that is praiseworthy either. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in this chapter, he has titled it and organized it in such a way that there are certain aspirations and tamanni and amani, those which are disliked, those which are not praiseworthy. That's why often, sometimes there's this misnomer that we will need, read and navigate through Sahih Bukhari on our own without going through it by virtue of study by those who understand it. There is nothing more greater in deception than this. Imam Bukhari has sectionalized and organized his book in such a way that in everything he leaves a lesson without actually saying it. In this chapter, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has brought one riwayah when Nabi alayhi salam has said, "La yatamannayannakum ahadukum al-maut," that none of you should desire death لِضُرِّ نَزَلَ بِهِ, for any harm that has come to a person, he should never to aspire, and they should never want death. A person may have a terminal illness, like the world we're living in, as if almost life and death is a choice, that euthanasia has become not an option, and in sometimes in the cases of professionals, the obligation to report a patient who may want to opt for self-death or for euthanasia. But in reality, Nabi alayhi salam has said that none of you should aspire for death despite your circumstance. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, in fact, Quran, ulama have written, there is some type also of desire which is known as the tamanni of iblisiyah, that where a person aspires to achieve something which someone else has, but in the process desires through their own hasad and jealousy, that that person loses that bounty and ni'mah. In fact, from the ayat that we will read, not tomorrow, but inshallah the night after, Allah speaks about this concept. That أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that O you Iblis, and those who bring Iman in Iblis and his teachings, that is it that you out of your jealousy what Allah has given to others, to the believers, is it out of that virtue that you have jealousy over them and you wish and you hope their destruction? So the point behind all of this, this first concept, is the idea that we should hold our aspirations high. But not all aspirations are praiseworthy. If it comes at the expense, at the loss of another, then that aspiration is not praiseworthy. If it is something that's not in line with Sharia, that a person seeks death and demise out of their own hardship or difficulty, this is not something that is praiseworthy. But on the contrary, the opposite is true, that there are certain desires that are praiseworthy. Did not Nabi alayhi salam tell us in a famous hadith which we often hear that there's nothing more praiseworthy that one should desire and aspire for is who? That Rajulun Atahu Allahu al-Quran, that Allah has given that person the knowledge of Quran, and that person reads it ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar, the whole day and night occupies them. Wa Rajulun Atahu Allahu malan, and that person whom Allah gives wealth to, and that person spends it day and night in the cause of Allah, this is something that we as human beings and we as mu'mineen that Quran teaches us to aspire for. From the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it is mentioned that one person, he came to Nabi alayhi salam and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a sahabi, that O Nabi of Allah, I wish to be your rafiq, your companion in Jannah. I want to be your friend, your rafiq, someone who is very close to you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then told him, فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ, that you help me with this by making excessive sajda. In other words, you make excessive salah, you be obedient to Allah, and in that way you will assist me when I intercede on your behalf in the day of Qiyamah, that you assist me that Allah will fulfill this wish and desire of yours. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is a lesson, the month of Ramadan is a month of dua. I know I said 10 minutes and I'll end in a minute or two. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, إِذَا تَمَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْتَكْثِرْ, when one of you aspire for anything, i.e. that is legitimate, permissible, then you should فَلْيَسْتَكْثِرْ, you should be excessive in this. You should ask, you should want, you should desire. Set your standard high for what you want. Why? فَإِنَّمَا يَسْأَلُ رَبَّهُ, you are asking from Allah, and Allah's treasures and khazain are unlimited. If you're asking from the next human being, then you should approach it pragmatically. That is within the capacity of that person. But when you're asking from Allah, then you should be hopeful and desire. The purpose of this, brothers and sisters, is to lay the foundation that no matter where we may seem as an ummah, that circumstance will always change. We should never be despondent that this circumstance is such that we can never aspire for greatness, not in our personal capacity, not on a communal level and a level of an ummah. In our personal capacities, whatever we do, فَلْيَسْتَكْثِرْ, a person should aspire to reach great heights. And as an ummah, despite the circumstance, we should aspire to reach great heights. I'll end on this incident. One person, he came to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he asked him, and he said that, what do you desire for, O Umar? What is your tamanna? What do you wish? It's a long incident, and many sahaba gave their opinions. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, I wish that Allah gave me the likes of Mu'adh bin Jabal, Khalid bin Walid, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, that Allah gave me a room full of the like of these individuals. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah is that sahabi that Masjid al-Aqsa was conquered at his hands. He was the leader of the army when al-Aqsa was conquered. And Mu'adh bin Jabal was the mufti of this ummah. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu doesn't need an introduction. Sayyidina Umar said that, my desire is that I wish Allah gives me a room full of such individuals that I can use them in the ita'ah, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, from tomorrow, we will examine and look at some of those individuals who never looked down, were never despondent. Despite what the circumstance of the ummah was, they always came to the rescue of the ummah. And it was because of individuals like this who kept their tamanna and their aspiration high that this ummah reached the heights that it did. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq. Wa salli Allahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.